right now, I'm going through the kids that we're most concerned about. These are the kids that haven't made a single test. They haven't had any response from any parents.
It's early on a Monday at Arlington High School, and test coordinator Tina Algren is trying to track down six students. It's been a week since the graduation exam started, and many more preparing for every possible challenge, like ensuring there's enough computers or how to fix software glitches. But students not showing up is harder to control.
And their attendance is bad enough that we're very concerned about them.
The school staff want 95% of students to complete the test, but right now, just 81% finished the ECA and only 73% are done with the I-STEP.
We want 100%, right? We want to, because, you know, if they miss a chance to take their graduation test, that does hurt them in the long run. Not even worried about us, worrying about them. We need them to take every opportunity so that they can have a chance of graduating.
With just a few days left in the testing window, Algren says it's time for an extraordinary action.
So we're going to go take the bus to their house and see what we can find.
Algren gets the head guidance counselor, Randy Fields.
Let me see. How many are we talking about total?
They walk carefully into Principal Stan Law's office to tell him the plan. Law is hunched over a desk looking down.
This is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, he says, that they have to get on a bus to find these students. Algren explains the situation.
Yeah, an ECA, for us to hit 95%, we can't have more than 3 to 4 kids missing.
All right. That's what I call above and beyond, doing whatever it takes, because I tell you.
Outside the school, social worker Kelsey Kreps steps into the white mini school bus. Old school hip-hop plays on the radio as counselor Randy Fields drives. This isn't his first time tracking down students.
We generally try to go, you know, into their homes and be like, look, you know, they need to show up tomorrow for the test, and majority of them do. But we just can't trust it with one day left for the seniors especially.
For the next several hours, Fields drives around the city's east side. At one apartment, a landlord tells them the student's family abruptly moved out. Then there's the house where no one answers their knock, but they hear someone inside. At another stop, I sit in the bus and watch as a man starts yelling at the two as they walk up the driveway. Soon, a younger man comes out of the house smiling. He recognizes Fields. Back on the bus, social worker Kreps is hopeful.
No, that was his older brother. Mm-hmm. So the student doesn't live with them any longer. He's 18 or 19, and so I don't think they know where he's living at right now, but older brother, it sounds like, has a contact, and so he's going to make contact with the student.
In all, Kreps and Fields go to 8 addresses and find only one student. The girl, a junior, agrees to get on the bus. Kreps calls the school to say they are dropping her off.
If you go in the Welcome Center, Ms. Algren is going to meet you in there so you can start testing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what zip code do you want to go to next?
In the end, Arlington just misses its 95% goal. A total of 17 students never show up to take the test or complete all parts. But Algren, the test coordinator, says one of the teens not found during the bus search finally turns up, and it looks like they can help him graduate this year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.